Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in just about an hour, Tariq El-Bashir will join us to talk some Washington Capitals as they take on the Rangers in Game 2 tonight. But right now, we head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. You can purchase his new book, Presidential Pours, Commanders in Cocktails, on both Amazon.com and MonumentalThoughts.com.
Nice.
Rick, good morning. How are you?
Morning, boys. You know, John Adams started every day at 5 a.m. with a shot because you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's true. That's quite a power move to start your day. A shot of what? What was his poison?
Hard cider.
Hard cider.
Yeah, he lived to his 90s, so, you know, so much for that.
A shot of hard cider. I'm a wimp when it comes to liquor. That seems kind of like a wimpy shot. Like a manly shot, like do a shot of vodka, shot of whiskey, shot of rye, like hard cider.
It's still pretty hardcore to do it early in the morning.
To do it at 5 a.m. is pretty intense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like... Go ahead.
The colonial people drank three times more liquor than we do because they couldn't really trust the water so much. So these dudes, I mean, like George Washington was a rager, man. This dude could drink like you wouldn't believe. You know, or James Buchanan, that's a little later on. He drank 10 gallons of whiskey a week, you know. And Warren Harding kept his flask in his golf bag, and he never shot it really under 100. So I don't know how much he was drinking. But, you know, these dudes, man, a lot of them, they just drank and drank and drank.
10 gallons of whiskey in a week. That seems like
when did he die? How old was he when he died?
He's in his 60s. I forget. I mean, Franklin Pierce was the worst one. I mean, he was always drinking. So it explains a lot of the decisions made over the years. But
Did you say Adams lived to 90?
Yeah, he was in his 90s. I want to say
in the 1700s or 1800s, right?
Well, 1800s, yeah.
How many people lived to 90 back then?
Yeah, I don't know, not a lot. How many live now? But you know, if you could get to 20 in colonial times, then you had a decent shot of making your 60s. Mm-hmm. But, you know, childhood illnesses really whacked people so much back then. And if you got a simple cut, it could be an infection and take you out. George Washington, basically, we could have saved him with a shot of penicillin, you know, and he died. You know, basically got all wet in the cold and his throat swelled up. So then they bled him to death. But, you know, the old days, you know, if you could get to adulthood, you had a chance of making a decent, you know, time.
Gotcha. All right, so let's get into the NFL draft.
That's quite a pivot.
Why were we talking about all that stuff?
Because of
his
book, Rick.
Okay, all right.
Let's just try to figure it out.
I saw you tweeted out, you kind of retweeted Drake May talking about his top golf experience. He went on a podcast with Kevin Clark. What did you make of it? I mean, what do you make of the agent supposedly being upset that Jaden Daniels was part of the group interview versus one-on-one? What are Rick Snyder's thoughts on it?
Well, I think what they did there was basically looking for an alpha male. They brought the four in. They're really looking at a lot of different things here, but they like leadership, this new ownership group and the GM and all. They like leadership. So let's put the four main guys together, see who's the alpha male in the room, see who's the one making the jokes and laughing and leading, and who's not, you know. And from what I can gather from people there, you know, Drake May came off very well on that situation. That the agent didn't like it, wah, wah, wah. Who cares what he likes, you know? And agents talk all kind of nonsense this time of year. Maybe he's kind of worried, you know, that he's not going to be number two. I mean, agents lie all the time. It's sort of like politics. You attack the opponent rather than say why you should vote for me, you know? So I think that's a lot of what was going on there. But I think they did a good job of bringing the four in and just kind of seeing what they see. Now, would they have already known who they're picking anyway at this point? But it's another confirmation.
Rick, do you think that was done? Like, say Jaden Daniels was the leader in the clubhouse before that, the Topgolf thing. Was it done to basically show him some adversity? Like, hey, how does he handle, you know, three other guys being there instead of it just being him?
Wasn't
like,
it a bunch of guys? Wasn't it more than
there were other, you know, non-quarterbacks there, but specifically the quarterbacks. Like, how does he handle the other guys being there instead of it just being one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great insightful tool as to what happened. I mean, Dan Quinn has said, you know, when I get one-on-one with guys, I like to get in their face to see if they're on their heels or on their toes. This is another example of that.
Well, to me, it's much to do about nothing. It just seemed kind of silly. It was mostly just to, like, knock these out in one day and don't waste a month bringing all these guys in. Where do you think they're leaning? I you know, JP was really trying to nail me yesterday going, what do you think they're going to do? I honestly, truly have no idea what they're going to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of there, too. After all this time, you'd think we'd know. But they've done a good job of keeping it quiet. And this is the first time that we're seeing what they're doing, so we don't have a track record, you know, to be able to rely on that.
Yeah.
And I have to say, after the Topgolf thing, it kind of made me pivot. And I'm now, if I have to take my guess, not who I'd pick, but who do I think they pick, I think it could be May.
You do?
Yeah. It's they're talking about a couple of things. One, the owner said, listen, we're not going for the quick fix. We're trying to do the long term. Let's also May, you know, on that. Because Daniels might be better day one, but May might be the better guy in year three or four on that. McCarthy's still in the back of my head. It would not shock me if they took him.
Hey, Drake May said he had the best swing and probably was the best player. Said J.J. McCarthy was close.
I think that means something.
Well, on golf day, sure, you know. But I just think McCarthy, for some reason, sticks in my head they said that. But I'm going to go May. But I think it's tough. I think physically on the field, they're all really close. And so history tells us one of the three will be very good. One will be okay and one will suck. But which one is it? You don't know.
I'm starting to lean Daniels, if you put a gun to my head and forced me. Just because, like, I just keep listening to all these evaluators. I listened to Jason Garrett yesterday, and they just say the tape is just overwhelming with just the oozing of ability. And that with Drake, the inconsistencies that you see in the tape, that's the only thing they really knock Drake with, right, is the inconsistencies.
Footwork, lack of experience.
Little inaccurate, that just needs a little more time. But, like, with Jaden, I know Jason Garrett said he was stunned that he was actually even better than he thought he would be when he looked at the evaluation. It's hard to pass that up.
Yeah, I mean, mobile quarterbacks that could do these things are so intoxicating. You know, you just look at it. I mean, listen, RG3, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have had a great career.
I kind of agree, yeah.
You know, those kind of guys are rare, and they can do, you know, things for you. But, you know, a guy like Drake May is less mobile, and you think, well, with this offensive line, good luck with that too. You know, because they still haven't fixed that offensive line completely. So I worry about that on here. I mean, this team has tons of needs, and this is just one, but it's a big one. And to me, what Peters does in the second and third rounds is really what we need to see, because, you know, anybody can take one of these guys at number two. But those picks better stock your cabinet, because if they don't, you're doomed. These guys got to do it. When's the last second rounder that turned out here? It's been a while, right? I mean, it's just
Rick, do you think he's going to take some of that capital, like 36-40, and try to move back into the first round? That's been rumored. I mean, obviously not from the front office, but a lot of people are speculating that that could be a move for them if there's a tackle that they like there, maybe in the early to mid-20s.
And that would make the most sense. I mean, if I'm Peters, I'm trying to hold on to one of my twos. Can I give you two of my threes? Something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the points chart would add that up. You hate to give up both of your twos. But if that's what it takes to get an offensive tackle, because you've got to have an offensive tackle out of this. You cannot walk away without one, you know, or else you can't wait another year for this.
By the way, but Sam Cosmi, second-round pick, he's worked out. Okay, but I'm looking back at the history, and most of them have been busts when they've had second-round picks. They've had a lot of Sua Cravens and Darius Geis.
Yeah, and you look at Cosmi, he was supposed to be a tackle. You know, let's remember that.
Right.
And day one, you could see it. Just like, you know, the guy doesn't have the outside move like that. But he's been a very good guard. But they've got to find some tackles on here. But you need a corner. You really need a tight end. You need an inside linebacker. You need everything. You need everything. Let's forget that they lost their last eight games. They're going to turn over 60% of the roster this year. I went back and looked and said, when's the last time if that's ever happened? People go, well, George Allen's first year. That was 35%. You have to go back to World War II. The 3 years of the war, basically, they did 60% turnover. World War II, that's how much this roster is turning over.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, when it comes back to the quarterback, Rick, I mean, there's so much pressure for this guy to hit.
Rick is almost making it sound like Daniels might be like your number three. Like you said, you've kind of flipped since all this stuff, and you're saying May, and then McCarthy wouldn't shock you. Does that mean you think Daniels might be the third most likely selection there in your mind right now?
No, probably two. I think McCarthy's a more of a long shot, but I think it could be any of the three. Really could be any of the three. I give them credit for this. They've kept it quiet.
What do you think the benefit of that is? Keeping it, JP's argument is it doesn't really behoove them because they're at two. They're going to get whoever they want anyway.
They are, but maybe you're trying to still look. I don't think they're going to ever trade it down. But you keep the mystery there. The NFL guys live for this stuff, the mystery of it all. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody's crazy enough to offer something. Because if you say, well, I'm taking, you know, Daniels, then the May people who want to move up, and there's a couple of them, then they concentrate on New England instead of you. Maybe you sucker somebody into some insane deal. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to hurt by keeping it secret at this point. And you never know. You started contract talks a little bit. They can't quite do it because Caleb is not signed at one. If Caleb was signed already at one, they could talk to anybody they want, and they can't now. You know, but you kind of want to get a feel for somebody's, you know, nuts about contract money. And you pivot off of them because you realize, hey, we can't really sign this guy. He's nuts. So it's best to keep your business to yourself here.
Rick, always good to hear from you. Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. Be sure to check out his new book, Presidential Pours, Commanders in Cocktails. You can get it at Amazon or at monumentalthoughts.com. Thanks again, Rick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. Buddy. Don't forget, coming up in just about 45 minutes, we'll be joined by Tariq El-Bashir from Monumental Sports to talk about a massive game two for the Caps tonight.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New York. Happy 22nd birthday to my daughter, Juliet.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you. She's feeling 22. Steal a Taylor Swift line. Right. So happy birthday to Juliet, 22 today.
You're going to do something special for her? She's still at Maryland, right?
She is at Maryland.
So you're going to drive over there, like, meet her for dinner?
Just like dessert tonight at the house.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So nice. Something low-key, but happy birthday.
Make her drive her ass back to only.
I think that's the plan, yeah.
Nice.
She has a car on campus at College Park.
So. She could come to you.
Certainly.
I like
it. We already did brunch over the weekend in College Park, so she's going to come back to us tonight.
Nice. Her turn.
Yeah.
Real quick, just a couple more thoughts on the draft. Again, as I mentioned, I watched Jason Garrett be super complimentary and just like when he said he turned on the tape and really watched.
You watched the
Jayden
clapper.
Daniels.
You watched the clapper, Jason Garrett.
Is that what he's
That's
known for?
The clapper.
His nickname's the clapper.
Was that
watch him on the sidelines.
The guy that named Bruce Allen the punter?
I don't think so. Not sure.
Lombardi?
Not sure if it's him or not.
But he loved him. I always get a kick out of Jay Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Gruden did a little podcast maybe that he's doing now regularly, I guess, with Colt McCoy. And Jay's hilarious. But Jay really likes Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just hard, you know, to imagine that they're going to pass on that talent. It's just hard to imagine. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
If they do pass on it, I think it does tell you that there is some red flag somewhere because the talent does seem to be.
Well, it also depends. Like if the Commanders pass on him at two, then do the Patriots snap him up or is he a guy who fall down the draft board?
See,
or 10 or even further. Who knows?
It mean there's a red flag? It just might mean they prefer the other guy because they think he has more upside or that he's better. There's some evaluators, like you watch Jason Garrett, which is the way you make you think Jayden Daniels is better.
No, there's been quite a few, but
there are others
lately.
There's a lot.
There are others that think that Drake May is better.
There are a few. Most don't think he's better right now.
I'll agree with that, but there's a significant amount. Like, you can go through it. Pro Football Focus has several that believe Drake May are better.
Okay. I'm sure there are some.
There are 5 million guys who've done these evaluations.
It just seems to me of late.
Depends on who you're looking at.
The trend seems to be really hyping up Jaden, and I don't know what that means. I honestly don't have any idea. But the other thing I wanted to bring up, though, is that our guy Dylan Lauby, did you see he got a shout-out from Todd McShay yesterday?
Oh, good.
And McShay said, he just simply tweeted, something to the effect of, huge Lauby guy, tape don't lie.
Well,
I'm telling you, he's getting a lot of hype.
After the draft, since you've been talking about him for weeks, after the draft, we got to get him on the show.
100%. I already interviewed him.
I know you did for the pod, but let's get him on. Hopefully he gets drafted, you know, second day, but we'll see.
I think they're expecting a third day, but, you know, who knows? Second day would be a second or third round pick. That would be pretty.
Yeah.
That would be probably a stretch coming from such a small school.
Yeah, that's fine, but we'll get him on.
No, we'll definitely get him.
But so getting back to the quarterbacks, and that's one reason why I texted Trace yesterday. I said, you know what? Let's get your take on Daniels and May, because Trace was, you know, a dual threat quarterback in college.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I mean, he had 30 rushing touchdowns in 3 years. So talk about fantasy cakes.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy was a killer.
He had over 100 touchdowns, combined touchdowns in 3 years.
And he was at the combine. Now, those guys didn't really participate, right?
Yeah, they weren't there, but yeah, he was.
Well, Drake May was there, but he didn't participate.
Right. He saw the receivers, too. We can ask him about that. But I just wanted to get his take. First of all, he played for Kingsbury. You know, he was there in Arizona behind Kyler. And then he obviously can tell you what he thinks about Drake May and Daniels in terms of their fundamentals.
He can't get up a little earlier?
No, he's up. He's gonna get up at 9. So
is he on the West Coast?
We were gonna have him on tonight.
Hey, I don't blame him. If you can sleep in, get that sleep. sleep in.
Yeah, but he might have good info.
Yeah, so that's one reason why we're going to have him on. But and also because he played for Kingsbury, so if you have any thoughts on that or questions, you could probably expand. But
can you tell me, did he like Kingsbury? Do you remember, like, what he's told you off air? Did he like him?
I think he likes him. Yeah.
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 Because remember, his personality is kind of a dud.
You can ask him that.
Is it Kingsbury, from what we've seen so far?
From the him talking.
He's kind of quiet.
Talking during the pressers and the introductory, like, get to know you press conferences.
Dud.
He doesn't seem like a guy who's going to talk about anything outside of football.
He certainly doesn't look like a guy interested in ever working in media. Right?
No.
I don't think so. I think he has no interest.
Isn't he infamous for having like 6 or 7 minute long meetings? Like, do you think that guy's going to expand when he's given a chance if he's working in the media?
Well, you can ask Trace that.
The thing that Garrett said that really impressed me was that, you know, he did things well at Arizona State, but he was still sort of run first when all hell would break loose. It just immediately he would just run. Now he's developed into reading progressions, and the production is just over the top against the toughest competition in the country.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. I've said all along for weeks and weeks, I think none of us know what's going on inside Adam Peters' head, but let's say he picks Jaden Daniels, then I think he's going production. If he goes Drake May, I think he's going projection. I saw this yesterday from Steve Palazzo, who we've had on the show from Pro Football Focus. He had some numbers, and this, again, you don't know what Adam Peters thinks in regards to this. So he had two things which jumped out to me. One was a statistic. Lowest percentage of uncatchable passes, passes, 10-plus yards for the potential first-round picks. The highest, or actually the best, was J.J. McCarthy. Then it was Bo Nix and Drake May. So they're throwing the least uncatchable passes. Jaden Daniels was fourth. Caleb Williams is actually fifth. Penix sixth. And then they have the highest PFF passing grade, 10-plus yard throws, over the last 2 years. Drake May, number one. Jaden Daniels was number three. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of, Jason's been saying, eye of the beholder. It's kind of like, well, what's your preference? Because you can find stuff which would tell you, statistically, that Drake May is better than
Jaden
Daniels.
He's marginally now, better is in the pressure to sack stat.
That's
that
another
we've been
stat,
obsessing
right?
on for
so
a while.
So it's kind of what is Adam Peters going to value the most? And, you know, we were speculating also who's the better fit. Most of the pundits believe Jaden Daniels would be the better fit for this team right now.
Because the O-line is mediocre.
But, like I told you, Daniel Jeremiah, who is a former scout, said really the GM shouldn't worry about fit so much because the offense coordinator could change. And then you got a totally different scheme.
Yeah, the fit should not be the priority here. Like, you want them to work together, but you don't solely base the pick just on fit with your current OC.
I wouldn't think so.
Like, I don't think that's the way you should go.
And the odds of Kingsbury only being here 1 year are probably pretty slim. I mean, I would think that he's
going to come in here and light it up. We're going to lead the league in offense. We've had some of the worst offenses in football over the last. Like, it's unlikely. You know,
and remember, Kingsbury did have a shot at head coach and wasn't great. Now, I know other guys have done that and they've got a second chance, but I wouldn't think he'd be top of the list. So
speaking
I think
of
he'll
the
be
worst
here for a while.
Offenses, I retweeted this yesterday from Warren Sharp on Junks Radio. So he looked annually at the Commanders' passing offense since 2000. So 24 seasons of looking at just the passing offense and the efficiency. The five worst seasons out of 24 seasons were, in this order, the worst, 2020, second worst, 2019, third worst,
this isn't
2018.
All of football.
No, for the Commanders.
When was the Commanders' passing offense the worst in the last 24 years? No, not in all of football.
Their stats.
Five worst seasons.
Oh, yeah.
So it was 2020, 2019, 2018, 2023, and 2022.
I know the trend.
It was all recent.
Yeah. Ron. It's all.
It was all Ron. Yeah.
It was all, basically,
it's not all Ron.
It's mostly Ron.
Mostly.
2020 on is Ron.
It's 4 years
of Ron.
He
wears three of those. Three
but it was also
five.
2018 and 2019.
Okay. But he owns 60% of that list.
That's when Jay had Alex Smith, right? Or who had Alex Smith? No, Ron had Alex Smith.
No, Jay had him.
Jay had him before he got hurt.
This is basically post-Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they really did have some awful luck. I mean, Ron, in his first year, I mean, he kind of inherited Haskins. Mm-hmm. And who knows if Snyder was going to let him go out and get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Maybe he said, no, Haskins is the guy.
Right, because that was his handpicked guy.
Yeah, and then, you know, they went out and tried to get some other guys. Guys got hurt, and it was just a brutal stretch for quarterbacks here. You know, he had like 9 or 10 quarterbacks in 4 years.
That's why this one is such a big one.
It's a huge selection.
And again, we've talked about it many times. We keep mentioning RG3. I do agree with Rick, and this might, you know, I don't think JP agrees. I think if he had stayed healthy, he would have been still very, very effective. He would just had to do what he wasn't going to be effective being what he thought he was, like Aaron Rodgers dropping back and,
yeah,
you know, making 100 reads and throwing dimes. He was going to be effective continuing with the read option, you know, whatever.
I just don't know how sustainable his health was if he ran as much
as he
did. And he obviously knew it. That's why he went to the coaching staff and balked at the run-heavy scheme.
I never believed in him as a passer. That's why I called him RG Screen the whole time. Guys were wide open. But I'm sure he would have had a lot more success but for the injuries.
Yeah.
He might have, though, turned into a Justin Fields.
Could have. We'll never know.
I don't think he was ever going to be elite.
This guy's markedly better as a passer. It's not even close.
Yes.
Markedly better. But the only real comparison is that they both, you know, have elite sort of speed and legs, and that they're both slight. Now, Garrett claims, I haven't seen the guy in person, but he claims his frame is such that he thinks he can put on weight and he'll be fine. Like he's, you know, he's broad enough. He's like your boy.
Six,
probably got it. 10-inch drop.
Is John Beck, the great John Beck who was here, is he Jaden Daniels' quarterback's coach?
Is that true?
I'm just seeing a clip here.
So weird. So weird how these like quarterback gurus that have done nothing, they just become gurus.
Well, I mean, they might know like the skill of quarterbacking. Yeah, yeah. They just can't execute it out
at
on
the
an
highest
NFL level.
Yeah, they just don't have the physical
traits.
They
can impart their wisdom.
Yeah.
You know,
I know, it's true of all coaches in general, but it's just weird. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Steve in Burke. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Steve.
I was just curious if anybody touched on Jaden Daniels and his mom and how he got chased out of Arizona State. Maybe that was kind of the red flags that was going on.
Well, we mentioned that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it.
We mentioned that a little bit yesterday, one scout's take that a negative might be the situation in Arizona State wasn't great, and then he just alluded to the mom being kind of crazy. I don't really understand the mom. Do you know more info on the mom?
No, I was just curious. I mean, if his talent is that much better, maybe there's just huge red flags with that, and he just don't want to deal with, you know, his mom being a show.
Yeah, I just
don't
can't
know
imagine
the
talent, mom being a factor
I don't think
at the
talent,
NFL level.
Yeah, I don't think the talent is markedly better in any direction. Like, what you hear from most of the people is Caleb Williams is the best, but the other guys are close. And some say, in any other draft, Jaden Daniels would be the number one pick, or in any other draft, Drake May would be the number one pick.
Well, Jay said, and I really do respect Jay, and I also, again, I just get such a kick out of him, but he did say that Caleb would be number one, but that Caleb still has a ton to work on. That sure. As soon as they would bring Caleb in, like, his footwork is a disaster. He doesn't take the layups. You know, he had a lot of things. Like, I didn't realize this. Did he have 30 fumbles?
Yes, he had a lot of fumbles.
Yeah. 30 fumbles. He said, if he threw 30 interceptions, would you take him number one? He goes, no. Well, 30 fumbles is the same thing.
Well, that's why people killed Daniel Jones for
Well, did, so he, have 30, did he have 30 lost fumbles?
Yeah, it's not the same thing because 30 fumbles, you don't necessarily lose all 30. An interception is lost.
I don't know if he's had 30 lost fumbles. Maybe he fumbled and they recovered it.
30, okay, but still, he said his ball protection.
Yeah.
I mean,
does he have ROM-sized hands?
That's definitely one of the knocks.
I think he said he runs around when he has the ball in one hand a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does.
You know, that'll get poked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only 2 days left.
Yep.
This from Daniel Jeremiah on the Pat McAfee show. He said, everything in my gut was telling me Drake May to Washington. As you're coming down the home stretch, everybody I've talked to is telling me it's going to be Jaden Daniels.
I know. It seems to be overwhelming, which is making me lean that way. But who knows? I mean, truly, I can't remember being this clueless for like the second
pick. You know what? Good. Adam Peters, you're running a tight ship over there. That's
seems
the way
like
it should
it.
Be done. All right, don't forget, just over 20 minutes from now, we'll talk Caps hockey with Tariq El-Bashir from Monumental Sports here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Heads up that we've got your Commanders draft coverage on lockdown between 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Every Commanders pick is going to air on Team 980, bringing listeners every pick and trade with reaction and analysis Thursday through Saturday. Craig Hoffman is doing a show live from the draft in Detroit on Thursday, doing on-air and social Thursday night. Grant and Dan are hosting a draft show simulcast on both stations Thursday night live from Dudley's in Shirlington. Then Linnell is on after them until midnight. Kevin Sheehan and Denton Day are hosting a draft show exclusively on Team 980 Friday night, with Linnell and Denton handling the later 10 to mid portion. Then we have local programming all day Saturday with Pete Medhurst and Denton Day covering rounds 4 through 7. So the NFL draft is completely covered.
Very
between
cool.
106.7 The Fan and the Team 980.
I can't remember last time Washington had so many picks in the top 3 rounds.
Yeah, 6 in the top 100. That's a lot of ammo.
It's been a while, man. When Rick Snyder said that comment about when's the last time a second round pick here hit?
Yeah.
I went and looked at the history, and Sam Cosmi was a second round pick. I'd say that was a hit.
Yeah.
But
Preston Smith.
Probably half of the drafts, they didn't have a second round pick.
True. Yeah, now they got 1, 2 twos, 3 threes.
Right.
I mean, they could put a nice little roster together.
Sure, along with all
of
the
young really good players, along with all the guys they signed. Yeah. So we'll see.
So safe to say, nobody in the Commanders front office has been on vacation lately. They've been putting in the mega hours leading up to Thursday night in Detroit. But according to this survey, in this study, how many Americans do you think about their next vacation while they're currently on vacation?
Why?
Well, like holding a drab t-shirt. Like, drab t-shirts
I would think 100%.
Yeah, say all of them. If you're enjoying your vacation.
Yeah, where are we going
you're
next,
thinking,
huh?
Exactly.
I mean, you guys are way over the number. Apparently, it's 20% of Americans say they're always thinking about their next vacation while they're on vacation.
I think that's a lie.
So you think it's a low number?
Yeah.
20% super low.
Yeah, because if you're sitting on a beach or in the mountains or on a lake somewhere and you're just chilling, having a glass of wine, all right, where are we going next year, sweetie? Hey, what do you think about this place?
So according
this
to
this place
study,
reminds me of this place. Let's check that. I mean, I think that's crazy.
You know what
crazy.
I always do? I don't know
or
what
when
percentage.
We're coming back.
Yeah, when are we coming
times,
back?
You know,
when, are we coming
have
back
a great
next
vacation?
Year?
Mm-hmm. Like,
no. This is what I always do. I start looking at how much it is to buy a place there, wherever I'm at.
That counts.
Right. I always go, I just want to move and just be done. Like, if I'm enjoying myself, I just go, let's just look. Let's buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just quit everything.
I'm
and
upset
just live
that you
here.
Brought that up, because like 6 or 7 years ago, there was a house that I really liked at Keough Island. And I was like, maybe we should just buy it. Why don't we just buy it? This is when the market was low. And every year since. Since I've had that fleeting
thought,
it's
gone up like $1 million.
I just look at the price of it going through the roof, and it it puts me on massive monkey stilts every time I
What was the number when you first thought about that?
Probably
million and a half.
No, it wasn't even that high. I think it was like
850,
maybe 900K.
Okay, and now it's probably triple.
I'd have to Zillow it, but it's probably 1.5, maybe 2 million.
Yeah,
and then down with the interest rate,
the prices have just skyrocketed. Yeah, and it tilts me anytime I have an inkling of thinking about it.
We have a buddy, and I'm not going to say his name, but we have a buddy who sold his house for X amount.
Yeah,
okay. Bought his new house, which was nicer, only a couple hundred thousand more, and his mortgage went from 5K to 10K.
Yeah, because of the rates.
Because of the interest rate.
Yeah.
Because the interest.
Yeah, what are the interest rates currently, like 7%
probably,
higher?
Probably right in there.
And historically, I think, to be fair, historically, I think 7% is not horrific, but we got so used
we
to
got
those
so lucky
low
at 3%,
3%, 4%, so low. You know.
I know.
Crazy. Yeah, I know. That's a problem. But I got Joe P buys houses all the time. My buddy from Long Island.
Right.
He just buys them.
Is he a flipper? He flips houses, or what does he do?
He will flip it, but they Airbnb it.
Oh,
and
okay.
They just, whatever. I don't know. Write it off.
He invests in real estate. He's a real estate
but I
guy.
Think it's way more than 2 out of 10 people think about their next vacation while
on
vacation.
Way more.
I just think that's crazy.
I just think it's natural.
Yeah.
Well, vacation
I mean, I know
so
when
silly.
I was just in Puerto Rico, I was thinking, well, when am I coming back?
Sure.
But part of it's family driven. I was like, well, next year we're probably going to have to go to Italy to visit my Italian family. But that's vacation.
I mean, EB, I think about my second vacation even before I go on my first vacation.
Oh, I know. You
sure. You got to plan all
I'm thinking about,
all right,
things. What are we doing here? All right, what are we doing then?
Right.
What are we doing next year? Next
well,
summer?
You reserve the old Thanksgiving wraparound.
I know, but I usually don't go anywhere. I didn't last year, I don't think. Could
maybe
be wrong
you have
on
to
that.
Shake it up.
I could be wrong on that. Well, since the girls were in college, I mean, I only have one left, but since they're in college, it was tough to go places because they don't have the same breaks that I have. Now it's tough, too, because my oldest daughter works full-time. She only gets 2 weeks. Now, she can work remote, so sometimes that helps. We can go somewhere and she can still work.
How's she handling working for the man?
She's fine. She likes it. She works for Steampunk, who's a sponsor here.
Right.
And she works 2 or 3 days remote, so she doesn't have to, you know, get up and drive into work. But it's a grind for her. It's not a 4-hour day like us.
I know.
Not this grind.
One of my buddies, you know, he tells me like, you know, he owns like I don't know how to describe it other than was describe it like a
what does he own?
Like a stone quarry or something? I don't know. Like
okay,
basically.
So he's a manly man.
Oh,
like that's a man's type of job.
Yeah, he sells like
you're selling stone,
and stuff. But also they do a lot of mulch.
Okay,
you know,
like landscape,
just outdoor esque.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got big monster trucks and all this stuff on his property. And you know he owns the whole thing and he's got all these employees and I go. And he's like, he just doesn't trust anybody else because they make terrible decisions. Like, say you send a kid to a very expensive job and they roll the truck over. That wastes 2 days of work. You know what I mean? So you got to know who to send to where.
Sure. Big
you know,
headache.
When you manage people, sometimes some people feel like only they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there literally from sun up to sun down, you know, like 8 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And in a, and
he's
I'm going.
Got to micromanage a bunch of dogs.
And I'm like, I know, I work 4 hours.
Right. It's a way different lifestyle.
Yeah. He's all manly.
You mean he doesn't
and I'm all soft.
He doesn't take sauna in the middle of the day.
He doesn't have time for sauna 4 to 7 times
he
a week.
He's not doing that for his cardio.
No. Like literally sun up to sun down.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Cakes, you wouldn't be one of the 8 of 10 that don't think about their next vacation.
I'm just thinking about when's the next time I'm going to go on vacation.
Yeah.
I think it's
natural.
All you think
so
about.
I got another buddy of mine. He's had a bunch of jobs, like, you know, senior vice president and all these things, and he gets all these buyouts and everything, and he gets all this money. And he tells everybody, yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Right.
You know, I'm done. And then next thing you know, 6 months later, he gets bored.
Right.
And he's knee-deep in another company.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's addicted to making money.
He's a workaholic.
I think he's addicted to making money, but...
Yeah.
I just keep thinking, aren't you addicted to not working? Because I know 4 guys right here that would be addicted to not working.
Yeah, totally.
More so than chasing money. Like, as long as I had a decent amount.
Yeah, as long as you have a nest egg that you can...
I really don't need that much.
Yeah, you just need enough to get by on.
Get these kids off to school and get them out of my friggin' hair, and then
or once
chill.
They're out of school, that's when the expenses go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a huge raise in like a year.
Oh, really? You're already looking forward to that?
Yeah.
I understand with those tuitions you're paying, the out-of-state tuitions.
And all the rents.
Rents, yeah.
I mean, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pricey.
I'm going to get a huge raise. You donks. I don't know what you guys are doing. But I'm getting a huge raise.
I am,
You'll
too.
Get one.
I'll get
a mild one.
I mean, it's not going to be a massive raise. I mean, my kids weren't going to Cornell and out-of-state schools.
Yeah.
So I saved that money all the way along.
Yeah.
Just good.
It's going to be a decent number.
It won't be bad.
I mean, I've saved a little bit now that I've got a graduate. But, yeah, double that up, it'll be a decent number, Mr.
Sure.
Bickle.
Well, you're actually saving. Well, when she moves out, it'll be on her.
That's on her. Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like you're spending all that money you're saving on plane tickets to Vegas. So I don't know how much you're actually
Dude, I cannot believe how expensive. Usually they beg you to go to Vegas.
Right.
You pay nothing.
Sure.
I showed Valdez. He even said, like, Southwestern. It's like $400 each way mm-hmm. per ticket. That's 800 times 3. That's 2,400. I mean, I don't know how you get around 2,400 bucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. Life.
But my oldest daughter, I've tried to sit down with her and write out, all right, this is what you're going to have to be responsible for. Because right now, she's not responsible for much besides her car payment and her credit card.
You still handle her cell phone for her?
I handle
she's
her cell phone.
Yeah.
And obviously, all the insurance, car insurance, mm-hmm. and all that. And I tried to write down because I looked to see what she's addicted to online shopping.
Okay.
She loves to go.
She's addicted to spending.
Yeah, she likes
You're addicted to online gambling. She's addicted to online shopping.
Yeah, but my online gambling is a much smaller number.
Sure, smaller nut. I understand.
And then she likes to go. She's going to some concert tomorrow called Who's Still Woozy? You ever heard of Still Woozy?
I have not.
Mm. Sounds like a rapper.
Nope.
I don't think it's a rapper, but I think his name's Still Woozy.
Valdez thought I was Still Woozy when I tried to make coffee, and instead of pouring it into the chamber where it actually brews with the grounds, I stuck it underneath. In its slot.
And just full of water.
Full of water. We come back and look at it, and it's just water in the pot. I'm like, Valdez, what did you do? I just screw up the coffee. Right. And it was me.
It was you.
It screwed it up.
But I tried to sit down with her and just write out, all right, these are the numbers. This is what you have coming in.
Yeah.
And this is what you'll have going out.
You're budgeting.
Trying.
Right.
It's just not working very well.
My wife is, it's so funny we're talking about expenses. My wife is actually sending me a text. She goes, do you really need, the cable, YouTube TV, all these different things? Meanwhile, she just took my youngest out to go get her freaking nails done.
Okay.
Okay. And I said, my daughter comes home. She goes, do you like my nails?
Right.
And I go, not really. And she did like a tips thing. Have your daughters ever done that before?
I don't think
so. Where the tips are one color, the other's
another
color.
That sounds more expensive.
And I go, how much does that cost me? I said, what, $45? And they started laughing.
Like I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's over
bucks.
Like $100.
It must be in the $100 range,
yeah,
right?
Easy.
And then now she wants me to cancel all my TV stuff. Stop getting your nails freaking painted. Paint
I mean,
them
you
yourself.
Do have a redundancy, which you've talked about for years.
But I have it because I have to watch the Nats. But I might have a workaround.
Very good.
Fubo TV. That's going to be my new joint.
Fubo Earl, longtime Junks listener. We love that guy.
Yeah, Fubo.
Love him. All right, don't forget, Tariq El-Bashir is going to join us next. He will preview Caps Rangers game 2.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
From New York. We'll talk to him next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.